This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The third Sefer of the Torah begins with the word Vayikra, and he called out. Hashem calls out to Moshe Rabbeinu to teach him the laws that he would transmit to Klal Yisrael. There's an interesting anomaly in how the word Vayikra is written in the Torah. The last letter of Vayikra, the letter Aleph, is written in a small, undersized script. The Baal HaTurim explains that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was dictating the Torah to Moshe, in his monumental humility, Moshe wished to describe Hashem's revelation to him with the same uncomplimentary word used for Bilam, Vayikar, without an Aleph, not a preordained calling, but rather a chance meeting. So Moshe said to Hashem, "Bebakashem abcha, God, I beg you, let's put in some sort of reference so for all eternity everybody should be aware that this is so difficult for me. This goes against every fiber of my being. I have not reached this lofty level where Hashem Himself should call out to me." But Hashem insisted that Moshe include the Aleph as an expression of His affection. So too humble to do so wholeheartedly, Moshe compromised and wrote a small Aleph. In contrast, the first letter of the opening word of Divrei HaYomim, which chronicles the genealogy starting with Adam HaRishon, the Aleph of Adam is written in a large, oversized font. So what is the underlying message behind the small Aleph versus the large Aleph? So the Sfar Magdoshim explain that Adam HaRishon was formed by Hashem Himself, fashioned in the divine image. So aware of his superior qualities as the Yitzir Kap of Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God's handiwork, and the crowning glory of creation, Adam, on his lofty level, became somewhat haughty and proud. So the large Aleph in Adam's name indicates his narcissistic and pompous attitude, which ultimately led to his downfall with the sin of the Eitz Hadas. In contrast, Moshe Rabbeinu was also aware of his superior qualities as the greatest prophet to ever live. He knew that he was the conduit for Torah for all eternity. But rather than cause him conceit and arrogance, this awareness brought him humility. So how did Moshe, the greatest human in the world in world history, maintain his humility? So Rav Dessler explains, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't delusional. He recognized his talents and his greatness. But he reasoned, "I can't take credit for any of this greatness. They were all given to me by Hashem. Had Hashem given my skills and credentials to another person, he would have accomplished even more and might have climbed to even greater heights than I have." Moshe understood that true humility and a productive self-image did not come from denying one's talents, but rather from acknowledging that they all bestowed from above. Moshe recognized that his impressive capabilities were granted to him as a gift from Hashem. Therefore, he felt no egotism, but rather a tremendous sense of responsibility to actualize that potential. Adam and Moshe were both great men, and both were aware of their greatness. But Adam, his sense of self-worth caused his disgrace, whereas in Moshe, it evoked humility. Moshe was the prime example of the well-known statement of Chazal, "Kol habereach min hakavod, whoever flees from kavod, a kavod roidef acharav, honor will pursue him." And that is why Hashem insisted that Moshe write a Yikra with an Aleph, so that all future generations be aware of his greatness. They say a story about a Yid that lived in Raden, who was a big Talmud Chacham, but who apparently liked kavod, and lots of it. And he would tell everyone that would listen that he was a big Talmud Chacham. And he let it be known that he wanted people to honor him because of his greatness in Torah. The people in town were able to discern this, and as it so often happens, Davka did not give him the cover that he sought. And the more he wanted it, and the more he demanded it, the less they treated him with honor. One day, this Yid came to the Chafetz Chaim and he said, "I'm a Talmud Chacham and I'm worthy of kavod, but nobody gives me my due respect. I don't understand. I know more Torah than any of these people, but they do not give me the honor and the deference due to a Talmud Chacham of my stature." And the Chafetz Chaim told him, "Now I understand the Mamar Chazal that I was always struggling with. Chazal say, Kol haroidav acha kavod, whoever runs after honor, honor will flee from him." The Mishnah could have simply stated, haroidav acha kavod. Why did they add the word kol? Said the Chafetz Chaim, "We know kol is l'rabbis. The use of the word kol always comes to include something more. What is the word kol adding over here?" So the Chafetz Chaim tells him, "Kol teaches us that even someone who is worthy of kavod, however, if he chases after it, it will run away from him." Then the Chafetz Chaim added that there is also a kol at the end of the statement. Kol habarech min hakavod, whoever flees from honor, honor will chase after him. This kol teaches us that even if someone does not deserve honor, if he acts humbly and runs away from honor, honor will pursue him. The Chafetz Chaim said, "I personally witnessed fulfillment of this second kol. Look at me. I'm not worthy of kavod, but my whole life I run away from it. So people give it to me anyway." And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.